Indian investigators say the Mumbai attackers had months of commando training by Lashkar-e-Taiba in Pakistan. The Islamist group has long fought Indian rule in Kashmir. New Yorker journalist Steve Call has reported on this group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, for years now. He is in Washington, D.C. How did you first encounter this group, and give us a thumbnail sketch of who they are?
Well, I was a foreign correspondent based in India from the late 1980s, and that was when Lashkar emerged as a factor in the insurgency in Kashmir primarily. I traveled a lot to Pakistan and got to know them there. They are a Pakistan-based group with headquarters just outside the city of Lahore that has evolved since its founding in the late 80s into a very large organization. They run hospitals, schools, universities, and they also engage in paramilitary activity in Kashmir and increasingly elsewhere. Lashkar finally was banned by President Musharraf after it was implicated in a variety of terrorist attacks by the United States in 2001. But Musharraf allowed it to continue as a charity under a new name, Jamaat-ud-Dawah. It enjoys legal legitimacy in Pakistan today.
So regarding the American interests here, then, if this group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, has specifically targeted Americans, how does that change the way Washington has to deal with Pakistan?
Well, it's an important question. Lashkar is already a banned foreign terrorist organization under American law. What would happen next would be the United States will probably develop a grand jury investigation, which one of the outcomes might be the indictment of Lashkar and Jamaat-ud-Dawah, conceivably, as organizations for murder. And that would create all kinds of implications for American policy in Pakistan. But essentially, the stalemate is already there that you could forecast persisting, which is that the United States believes that Lashkar, in all of its forms, including its charitable and religious and educational forms, ought to be subject to legal and financial pressure by the government of Pakistan. And so far, it has been unable to persuade the government of Pakistan to take these steps.
How come? I mean, what does the government of Pakistan have to gain from keeping this group legal?
Here's what the Pakistan government would argue, I think, if they were trying to make the best case to you and me. They'd say, look, this is an organization that you cannot wish away. It is made up of thousands of dedicated religious volunteers. We all have a shared interest in preventing it from engaging in terrorist activity. But if we try to wipe it out completely and declare that all of its social and religious and educational functions are illegitimate, we're just going to make the situation worse. These people are going to revolt. We're already in a climate of revolutionary violence in Pakistan. We don't need more instability. The argument on the other side is that's a phony proposition, that in fact Lashkar is a terrorist organization, it is a paramilitary organization, and its violent activities are inseparable from its charitable ones, and so it just needs to be taken down.
Is there reason to believe the Pakistani government when it says it had nothing to do with these attacks?
Well, it depends on what you mean by the government. I think the civilian government led by Asif Ali Zardari almost certainly had nothing to do with these attacks and is attempting to reduce and eliminate the role of Islamist militias in Pakistani foreign policy. The trouble is that Zardari shares power with the army and the intelligence services, and they have a deeper record of engagement with these groups. They were responsible for Lashkar's creation, and they may be repudiating Lashkar now, but it's legitimate to ask how serious the break really is and whether it marks a permanent change in the army's attitude.
Is there also reason to believe that Lashkar-e-Taiba wanted to attack Americans and wants to get Washington's attention?
I doubt that they had a desire to bring the fury of the United States directly down upon them. They've actually had a pretty good time of sort of slipping into the middle ground in the war on terror. But I do think they wanted a big distraction to pull the Pakistan army away from the western frontier where it's engaged against the Taliban and Lashkar elements there. But the Americans have an interest in trying to persuade the Pakistanis to sit still along that border and continue to try to get that insurgency under control. That is, I think, both in America's interest because of our engagements in Afghanistan, but it's also critical to the stability of Pakistan.
All right. Steve Call, staff writer for The New Yorker. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his book, Ghost Wars, The Secret History of the CIA, Afghanistan, and Bin Laden. Nice to have you on again.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.